It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are we talking about blueberries?
But I also want to tell a story. And here's the story. My dad, like many of your folk who got relatives here, many of you whose relatives did the same thing, who are, you're here, their relatives probably aren't.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, or as we like to call it, the Alton Brown Fan Club.
That's right.
We're going to be having our blind taste test later on the program. Coming up, we will meet our two judges. Also today on the show, this is what I truly love. This is what makes a really special radio broadcast, an interview with the guy who sold the sweet potato that looks like Barack Obama.
Hey!
That's how you get a radio show, ladies and gentlemen.
Him.
Yes, I mean, he was a tough get.
Wow.
And then Jay Lakin from PokerSourceOnline.com. Apparently, Jay wants to talk about all sorts of legislation that is involved with online poker, and I'm kind of curious about that.
The legality.
I haven't really taken the plunge, as it were,
good
to really
you,
do
Mike.
It. And I got housed last night. I got screwed last night. I had $14,000 in play money.
Uh-huh.
Guy had a straight. And I didn't see it.
Oh,
I did not see it because I got so excited with the fact that, yes, from my 8 bottles of wine, Rob. And this guy's been waiting a long time, or this lady. Shonda, you want to talk about Looney Tunes? Is that why you've been waiting?
Yeah, that's why I was waiting. Hi,
yeah.
Guys. I'm like,
Hi.
Shonda, you're not 6'8", are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What can we do for you?
I'm inside of a car wash. I'm sorry. That's probably why, like, I sound crazy.
Not really, but go
Are
ahead.
You in a car, I hope?
I was calling because I was going to completely agree with the cartoon thing. And I'm black. I didn't realize that some of those cartoons were racist until my white friends pointed it out to me. Yes.
Now, I know they're racist. They're racist against the Japanese in World War II. Now, would Foghorn Leghorn be considered a
Not
racist
really.
Character?
No, he's was more of a Colonel Sanders type.
It's a ripoff of a character on the Fred Allen Show.
Right.
Where would be, Rob, you would know this, you'd be an expert on this, where would the Looney Tunes go in the racial direction? Would they be at
you
all?
You know, not as much as you see in some old Disney, and you know who was pretty bad about it was MGM.
MGM had a little bit.
Tom and Jerry had a mammy character that was in a lot of the episodes.
But Sean, what did your friend say about Looney Tunes?
My white friends pointed it out to me. They were saying that how racist it was, and I kind of resented them pointing it out to me because I was like, that's kind of ruining my childhood.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now they pointed it out to me, you know, I was like, thanks, but I don't care. Like, it's like they pointed out stuff to me like, Jungle Book is racist. I'm like, I don't care. I like the song.
Yeah, Jungle Book. You know, they say Jungle Book is racist, too, and I think you got to look the other way with that. I don't think it was as badly intentioned as it might have been.
But then
again, if you look the other way on certain things, it's a mistake.
There is evidence of it, and on the box sets, the Looney Tunes box sets, they're all introduced by Whoopi Goldberg,
right.
Where she says, you know, you have to remember the time that these were made,
right.
And that we are not condoning these behaviors, but also to ignore that it never happened is almost the worst thing.
Whoopi Goldberg, who incidentally they should pay $10 million
yes.
for saving The View.
Being the smart person.
I mean, she is the – talk about the perfect antidote to Elizabeth Bitchley Hasselbeck.
Uh-huh.
I watched the – you know, I used to watch – like I would look in on The View when Rosie O'Donnell
right.
was on that show.
Right.
But now that Whoopi Goldberg has brought sanity
She's great.
And
mm-hmm.
stability to that show, it's actually
– That's so important.
It stands on its own. It's a highly entertaining program.
She is guilty.
Of being hot. Shonda, we got to do the news now, so thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you,
enjoy the Looney Tunes. Let's get our very first buzz of the afternoon. Here's a guy that likes all the racist cartoons. He has a collection of them, as a matter of fact.
He made three of them.
He did. Mr. Buzz Burbank and his cinnamon bars, whatever they are.
Raisin bars.
His raisin bars.
Dessert from hell.
Yeah.
A helicopter taking off crashed into a hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan this morning. Nobody got killed, but there are reports of injuries. Authorities evacuated the top three floors of the hospital as thick black smoke poured out of the building.
That's why I always say, don't trust them whirly birds.
Mm-hmm. They don't seem to want to fly.
You want to fly, you got to sort of take off. You go straight up, you are asking for trouble.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Can't fly without wings.
Just wanted to talk like that.
Doughy former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan is defending his book that slams the Bush administration. He says he became increasingly disappointed, dismayed, and disillusioned as the administration, and I quote, veered terribly off course during his time there from 03 to 06.
Now, you might think I'm all over the map on this one, but
Feel free.
I was riveted today. I mean, I will give it to old NBC. They got him, they held on to him. And
Two full breaks.
And Meredith got so captivated with it that she almost went to the end of the time. They had to go right to commercial.
But she handled him well.
Yeah, and I will tell you, I like the guy. I like what he has to say. It seems to me that he's legit. Mm-hmm. He's taken all the people saying it was cowardly. Yeah, but really, who is in a situation where when you're in that position of power, mm-hmm. Where you're going to squeak that, when you're a low-level, low-ranking guy, you're going to make that kind of noise? Pretty fascinating what he had to say. And then the other guy that they brought in to rebut him.
Bartlett is a...
he's a White House counsel, right?
Yeah, he's counsel to the president current, I think.
And he couldn't really sabotage the guy,
right,
which surprised me as well. And all of it pointed to a message of, maybe he's kind of on the level here. So
like
it'll be interesting to see if they soften their attacks or if they get Rove-like, uh-huh, and escalate their attacks on this guy. But I'm also planning this weekend to devote some serious time to reading that book.
His name is Dan Bartlett. And I had a question.
Dan Bartlett,
I heard
right.
that the White House did not know this book was coming out and they're blindsided. Is that spin? Can a book this important just come out and shock them?
They had Absolutely.
To have, I think it can.
Absolutely.
But they had to have some inkling that it was coming.
No, it all took place in a publishing house. So the White House never had to be informed
of it.
Wow.
That's amazing to me.
Did anybody else notice just a little twinkle in the guy's eye? Here I am, baby.
Gotcha now.
Paybacks are hell.
Gotcha.
Hey, what the heck? I think what he says has a lot of merit. And I think maybe at this time, even though it's a lame duck administration, it needs to be said. So
you can drive all over the map anytime you want.
I really want to, because it sounds like the book has got so much more in it than just what they scratched the surface with today and yesterday.
It has all the politicians who slept with Barbara Walters.
She's guilty.
It's a two-volume set.
Of being hot.
A Denver man plans to show a video on Friday that he says features a living, breathing space alien.
Hello.
Jeff Peckerman wants to create an extraterrestrial affairs commission so we can be ready to deal with visitors from other worlds.
I told you it would be good.
Nice use. The video supposedly shows a 4-foot being peeking into a window and blinking.
Are you sure it's not Kate?
Oh, poor Kate.
I know.
If we could only come to the rescue of Katie today.
If only.
Can I say one thing?
You go right ahead.
Kate would like us to thank TV Electric Contractors. That's TIEVY out of Rockville. Mike and Keith actually went out of their way to change her tire for her today.
Yeah, well, the guys at the gas station that were working there today were complete asshats.
Yeah, they wouldn't
And I don't
be
care
cordial.
Who tells us we can't say that. I don't think it matters one bit.
Right.
I mean, if they were jerks to her, they shouldn't be jerks. And, really, even if you're not doing a car repair, mm-hmm, it still is a service station. And, there's a basic humanity. And apparently, these guys were absolutely horrible to her. Not only did they say, we can't fix your car, but they also said, move the car after they said that they couldn't help her with a flat tire. Just jerks.
Jerks, but offset by Mike and Keith from Rockville.
Very
Thank
good.
You so much, guys.
Thank you.
Good
yes, work. Let's look at the positive, even though it's more fun to look at the negative.
It is,
sometimes.
Though. Mm-hmm.
And who says men are not romantic? In Taiwan.
Sorry.
Thank you. In Taiwan, a 41-year-old man who, after the suicide of his girlfriend, crawled into the morgue freezer to be with her.
Oh, it's very cold.
I'm so cheery.
He opened the compartment door and pulled out the slab, climbed on top, wheeled the slab back inside its compartment, and pulled the door shut.
I will survive on a steady diet of popsicle.
Oh,
popsicle.
Popsicle, fudgesicle.
Fudgesicle. Pipsicle. Lean cuisine, dude.
Tater tot.
Smart ones, dude.
There's no handle on the inside, and he knew that.
No.
Yes, I freeze to death because I'm so powerful and rough, dude.
But a morgue worker noticed the temperature inside the freezer had gotten too high.
Yeah.
He investigated and found the guy freezing but still alive.
What is that, dude?
Oh, look, dude. He's not a corpse, dude.
He's arrived, dude.
Oh.
Doctors expect him to make a full recovery. In the medical sense.
That's very nice.
Sex news. Mm-hmm. Parental discretion advised.
Okay, listen to that. Parents with small children, turn your radio down.
The head of the Center for Sex and Culture says a lot of men are having trouble with the happy ending.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Rob.
Even in cases where function is not a problem. if you're following this.
I can relate to this. I took a medication back
that
in the
90s. That same thing.
Right.
You're right.
I had the problem. I remember it was in New York City, and I was all alone in an apartment trying like hell.
And a lot of people are taking that same medication. And there are a lot of other pressures and problems and pills in the world. This expert says that this situation, this inability to have a happy ending, is causing a lot of men to start faking it.
Don't do that. You'll wear it out.
I can see that. I will tell you also that having taken the medication, I don't care about talking about it. It was Paxil.
Right.
And Paxil, you know, I was told.
That was your nickname when we bowled.
Yeah, when we were bowling, I was taking Paxil. I was on Paxil for, 2 weeks before I said, enough of this crap.
Just about, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's really, for a guy, in the prime of his life, there is nothing worse than having that not being able to finish with that.
Did you, in that 2 weeks, at any point, fake it?
No.
Okay.
When you are with yourself.
I mean, just out of fear of disappointment, I can see.
You know, wait a minute. I'm thinking I may have. I may have. Yeah. I swear to God,
well,
I might have done that.
This woman says a lot of men are doing that now.
It sucks. I mean, doesn't sometimes.
One man who had no trouble in this area has just set a world record for 31 in one day.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's incredible. Give it up for the guy.
There
were witnesses.
Wow.
It happened at this year's annual gathering in San Francisco that celebrates the act of self-pleasuring.
Here he is right now.
Yeah, he's
down at the Poker Open.
He is.
Gone crazy.
36 times in one day?
31.
31 times.
Only 31. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
never
just
mind.
31.
What is your record?
I believe 5.
Same here?
5.
5 is my record.
I think 4.
Okay.
But it gives me something to shoot for.
So to speak.
Literally.
Yeah, let's move on.
Mm-hmm. Other records were supposedly set, including a woman who went at it for 7 hours straight with some help from some machinery.
So this guy that did it 31 times had witnesses?
Yes, because it was a convention for that sort of thing.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
People
that just grosses
kind of
me out.
Gather
yeah.
in a room.
Well, kind of gross, kind of fascinating.
Thank you.
But now he finished up and he's back to interning for the Mike O'Mara Show.
How you doing, Peter?
But we end on a bitter note.
Oh, dear.
A man road tripping through the wilds of southern Australia pulled over to water the shrubs. No restrooms nearby. But he was enjoying the experience, so much so he didn't even notice the poisonous brown snake that had slithered up between his legs.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I can finish the story tomorrow if we're short on time.
No, you go ahead.
Yes, the snake bit the guy's thing, and the guy started vomiting. He was able to drive himself back into town where he got treated. There he is, arriving in the emergency room.
He's coming through the door right now. There he is. Yes, sit down right over here, sir. Thank you.
Fortunately, doctors found no sign of poisonous venom in the guy's thing. He will be fine. But if there had been poison, there's only one way to get it out.
Oh, no.
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, Fox News says Rachel Ray is a terrorist.
Yes, she is.
And in your final buzz, Scott McClellan, raise your right hand.
Oh, okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You know,
all
that
right.
happened in Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a... We've got to get these M.M. snakes off the plane.
But I think the first attack was in a bathroom.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Did you not see the movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie. You know what the knock on that movie?
What?
You don't need to fake the colors on snakes.
True.
You don't need to make the snakes like nastier,
no.
brighter mushroom colors. What was that? I saw that for about 5 minutes, and I said, that's BS right there. At
BS.
Least try to be a little accurate with the colors
of
the snakes.
I love the stupidity of that movie. I think I've seen it 5 times.
And a lot of the snakes like having personalities where they just go, hey, here I am. I'm evil. I'm going to go after you. Hey, we got to bring in our panelists. Let's
okay,
do that
please.
Right
oh,
now.
Oh, dear. The victims.
Rob, can we get our Iron Chef music, please?
You
and
bet.
Beth Ann McBride, while Rob is doing that, would you please bring in our panelists for Iron Chef America, or our blind taste test, as we called it for about 2 weeks before we did it.
Or
this
as
is
I call
very
it,
exciting.
In my case, cruelty.
Buzz, you never know. People's tastes are different.
Let's hope for that.
And when God takes one sense away, he often heightens another.
Thank you for the bulletin, Rob. And I should point out also that... you know, these might taste really good to these people. You know, the fact that I didn't mean to say
know,
it like
we're
that.
Kidding, we're kidding.
These
we're kidding.
People.
You're kidding. We're all kidding.
Beth Ann? I'm trying to find out. Is she listening to the program?
Perhaps she's turned a deaf ear.
Would you care to take a peek and see what's going on out there?
The blind taste test.
She's on her way. Very good. All right, we're bringing in
the blind feeding the blind,
Marie, and also Louis Jelly, who's called the show for years.
We love this guy.
Louis Jelly looked nothing like I expected.
A longtime friend.
Let's bring them in here right now. Here's Beth Ann McBride. There is our intern.
Here they come.
Marie will be entering first. This is Chris, the intern.
Chris, the intern. Marie is coming in.
Hi, Maria.
Help her sit down there, Chris. Show her where the chair is. Very good. There's Beth Ann.
She's got a Redskins jersey on.
You can, put your hand right down there. We've got a little arm on the chair.
And a stylish hat.
And we'll get you seated, Marie. Slide Marie right up to the microphone. If you reach in front of you, Marie, over to the right a little bit, there's a, I'm sorry, the left. The microphone is right in front of your face.
Louis Jelly, my dad wants that T-shirt, your Ernest Tubb Record Shops T-shirt. That's very cool.
Have a seat, Louis.
Have a seat,
and
we'll get you a microphone.
First of all, Marie, greetings.
Oh, hello.
How are you? Now, Marie, you called when we asked for some legally blind folks to be on our panel here. We thank you for coming. You're from Fairfax, right?
Yes, I am.
And
that phone right away when I heard you were doing the blind taste test.
Well, I have to ask you, Chris, our intern, he didn't grope you in any way on the way over here.
No, he was a good boy.
He was a very, very good boy. And
was he?
Do you consider yourself, Marie, to be a foodie? Are you a foodie?
Yes, I am.
Mm. Well, I really will tell you that. Outside of Buzz? No, I'm not throwing you under the bus anymore, Buzz.
It's fine.
No, I heard that segment earlier. Yeah.
Outside of Buzz, you are in for a treat today, and we're going to get into the details of this thing in a second.
Can we get his dish out of the way first?
We actually have a very specific order in the way we're going to do things. It's going to be very similar to the Iron Chef that would be on the Food Network. But, Marie, we appreciate you being here today. Anybody you want to say hello to?
Yes, my friend, Scott. Stepdad Marty. Hi, Mom. Hi, Sister Chloe, and I want to say hi to my friends at the Reston YMCA, especially Brian, who's also known as Jack Donkey.
Jack Donkey.
How do you get that name?
Oh, we just like calling each other Jack and Donkey.
I see.
I like Marie.
Isn't that something?
We're going to have fun today. I know this is going to be a good show.
And I've been listening since 1989.
Oh, God bless you. We love you. And we're going to feed you today.
What year did we get here?
I think. What year did you start baking those raisin bars? Now let's meet another gentleman who's been with the show for a long time. I know this because he calls often. Let's say hi to, from Culpeper, Virginia, Louis Jelly. Louis, how are you?
Hello there.
Louis.
American Top 40. I always want to be a DJ.
I didn't even ask Marie this. Both of you, is this the first time you've been in a radio studio?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so this is a debut.
How does it smell?
It's fine. I have a slight cold, so it shouldn't matter.
Ooh, that's a lucky
break. Very fortunate, and I should say perhaps that might be a bit of a problem when it comes to judging. We shall see. Louis, how about you? Have you been in a radio? Now, you're a country music fan, right?
Yeah, I've been a few, I have to admit.
Yeah. Now, Louis, you've been listening to the show for a long time, too.
I listened since 91. I didn't listen in the morning because I'm not a morning person, but I've been listening since 91, since y'all came on Tuesday, October 1st.
And you actually, I think when we started that, that's when you started calling, too, right?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Louis Jelly.
I won a Briscoe County sweatshirt and junk off y'all about in 92 and 90, I think 94, I think.
Has it arrived yet?
Your lucky year.
No, I think, yeah, it had arrived, and I don't know what the hell happened to it.
That's good.
can't find it anywhere.
Sorry about that, Louis.
And Buzz used to, I know Buzz is not a country music fan, but he said his dad used to listen to country music.
Oh, still does.
He always remembered the song called Tears Have Washed I Love
These
You. These
Tears Have Washed I Love You from the Blackboard of My Heart.
Hank Thompson took it to number one in 1956.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah, Louis, you sound like you got a little bit of that savant thing where you pull out those dates and names and stuff. Did we ever quiz you on
that girl last week you had on? She almost reminded me of me there for a while. I just remember dates all the time.
Did you play Stump the Stoop, too?
Is that he's a champ, all-time champ.
You kicked ass on Stump the Stoop.
I want to come in sometime and do a country Stump the Stoop.
Well, you know what? We will do anything you would like. Hey, Rob, do you have anything handy, like, for Louis Jelly as far as, like, a song where we could, like, throw it in there and see if he gets it?
Sure, absolutely.
Let's do a quick Stump the Stoop with Louis Jelly here. Now, Louis, you Culpeper resident all your life?
No,
or?
I just moved a couple months ago. Uh-huh. It seems like a couple years. No, just kidding.
Right.
I lived in Manassas there for a while. I went to your restaurant one time.
Sorry about that.
No, it's very good. Yeah. It's very good.
Louis, you're going to make me cry.
Why?
Oh, by mentioning the restaurant.
Marie, did you ever go to the restaurant?
No, not yet.
Okay, it's
kind of a bit far from Fairfax with no transportation.
It's too late. It's too late. I closed it.
I know.
It's too late, baby. It's too late.
I really love it.
All right, you got.
I had a hamburger and a Caesar salad and a half and half beer.
Okay. Do you have a song ready to go for Lewis?
I do.
Oh, good.
All right, a little quick impromptu. Don Geronimo's favorite game in the whole wide world. Stump the Stoop.
I'll give him about 2 or 3 seconds.
Let's go two or 3 seconds with Lewis Jelly. Ready? Here we go.
Oh, Jerry Rafferty, song that he took to number 2 and stayed there for 9 weeks. What's the name?
That's good enough. Jerry Rafferty is good enough.
Baker Street.
Baker Street, you got it. One more. The man is a genius.
Clearly.
It's fantastic to listen to this.
I think 8 or 9 weeks. I think it's the longest song that ever stayed at number 2 or something like that.
Well, now, which is it, 8 or 9 weeks?
8 and a half.
I'm kidding.
Marie, he's obviously monopolizing all the microphone time.
I'm sorry.
You identify songs as quickly as Lewis?
No. But I'd like to say something.
Go ahead.
The second person that you called for the Dynamite 4-Hour Club.
That's cool.
Wow.
You are in Richmond.
Loyal listener.
I like that.
We appreciate
it. I won $50.
Very good. That is very cool.
Any of that left yet?
No, none.
Check hasn't cleared yet.
Let's play another one for Lewis Jelly. Here we go, Lewis. Pay attention.
Lewis. Back in My Arms Again by the Supremes.
Oh, he's very close. Let me give you a little more.
Got it.
See About Me.
That's it.
Come see about me. All right, very good. Now, Lewis, are you a foodie also?
About this?
Yeah, he stood up and showed me his stomach. You know, you were asking before the show the celebrity you most resemble. We finally figured out what it was, why we were all recognizing
God
you.
Help us all.
You're not going to be happy, Lewis.
No, I think he might be.
I don't think so, Rob. I don't think there's a chance in hell. It's Homo Joe. You look a little bit like Homo
God.
Joe. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Mm. Well, okay. I like Homo Joe.
He's a good guy.
He is. I like Joe.
And anybody you would like to say hello to, Lewis, before I explain the rules?
A lot of people I'd like to say hello to. Huh? Steve Kaufman, Fred Miller, he's Prince William County cop. Also like to say hi to my sister Rosalie in Culpeper, Charlene Warrington, Michelle, Ed, Brandon, Tyler, Austin. I'd like to say hi to Fred Hawk. God. Fred Hawk works
with
cop.
Got a shopping list here.
I know. Fred Hawk.
We're only on till 7.
I know. Ain't that the truth. Fred Hawk went to school with me. He works with Tom Gavin.
Okay,
that's
very
nice.
Good. All right. Are you done, Lewis?
No. But Mike, I'll be done for you.
No, you go ahead. Anybody you want to say, you go ahead.
I'd say hey to everybody in Richmond. I don't know if they're listening or not on the web, but if they are, say hi to Sarah and Sylvia and... Oh, God, I can't remember them all. Just God bless them.
This is like one of those Academy Awards speeches where they play
them
off
play
the
music. Now?
All right, let me explain to you. Lewis and Marie, here's how the game is going to work today. We're going to be doing this like Iron Chef. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to talk to a guy about selling sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be riveting radio. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as we are done with that eBay interview, I estimate that interview will last approximately, I'm being conservative here, 18 seconds. Okay. At the conclusion of that, we will bring you back in. You will be seated where you're seated right now. We will put plates in front of you, and you will judge the very first 3 dishes. Now, all of our dishes today are going to be judged in 3 categories. They will be judged on smell, also on texture, and they will be judged, of course, on taste.
Thank God they ain't going to judge on table manners because mine's terrible.
Don't worry about that. And you know, if you spill something on the floor, Lewis, Marie, that's what interns are for. All of these, it will be a 1 to 5 scale for each of the categories.
5 being best.
1 to 5 for smell, 1 to 5 for texture, and 1 to 5 for taste. That's a 15-point possibility for each dish. Dishes today will be provided by Katie, Joe, Robbie, Beth Ann, Buzz, myself. Did I leave anybody else
and
out?
Joe Ardinger.
Did I mention Joe?
I don't remember.
I said Joe. But we all have our dishes. I will tell you, some of us are very confident. Some of us are overconfident.
Hey,
Rob.
Mike.
And it's going to be a taste test. I urge you not to eat too much, just to have a little sample. Uh-huh. But if you like something, bon appetit. Everything is going to be heated for you. Everything has been prepared. And somebody like Rob even brought a crock pot into the station.
Yeah, only if you want to present it the right way, Mike.
I can't eat too much. I have the same trouble Rob does.
Oh, you have colitis?
Yes.
Lewis, we want just a little bitty bite here. And you didn't eat this morning, right? You ate just a little bit?
I ate a bowl of cereal, honey bunches of oats with almonds, and I ate an Almond Joy brown one.
Wonderful. What year was the Almond Joy made, Lewis? Don't worry, I'm kidding. And Marie, Marie, you were easy on the chow today too, right?
Yeah, I just had some leftover Chinese.
Leftover. Now you appear to be. Are you of Asian extraction also?
I'm from the Philippines.
Ah, Filipino.
Yes.
Very good.
Can you speak Filipino at all?
A little bit, but not anything for the air.
Yes, can you get a little closer
not
to the microphone?
Not anything for the air.
So all you can do is speak dirty Filipino, that's
well,
it?
Well, I mean, I can say some things.
Okay.
I can say mahal kita.
What does that mean?
I love you.
Oh, that's very nice.
Mahal kita
to you. Or whatever it is.
Mahal
kita. We're very excited about this, and whoever you two judge to be numero uno, whoever's dish, will be crowned Iron Chef America. We're very excited about this, and one winner will reign supreme of our studio, Kitchen Stadium. I have to ask you, Lewis, are you up for the task?
You damn right I am.
Marie, are you up for this challenge?
Well, definitely.
I'm driving.
Good.
So.
Oh, no.
You're brave Americans.
I can get you through places in Fairfax you've never been through.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it. You know what? I've always said if you're going to do a blind taste test, mm-hmm. you need people who are legally blind.
That's right.
Bob, one question for Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Can you do this?
Oh,
my God.
What did you just do with your wrists? Are you double jointed?
Double jointed and don't mind it.
Oh, my God.
He's waving his hands in such a way.
You know, I asked if the intern hit on you. Marie, did Lewis Jelly hit on you by any chance with those hands?
Not yet.
Not yet.
The night is young.
By flopping his hands, you can hear the joint pop.
Yeah.
Cracking.
It's like, yeah.
Well, it's official, Lewis. I've lost my appetite now.
No, wait.
I have no desire to eat food after looking at that.
I can.
What else can you do?
I can do Wipeout.
All right.
Oh, that makes my wrists hurt.
Very nice. That's it. Congratulations, Lewis. And Marie, we'll get you headphones, too, so you can hear all the fantastic sound effects that I play on the show.
Oh, cool.
That's it. Those are the rules. We will take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk to some Nimrod who sold a potato that looked like Barack Obama.
Fantastic.
And we will begin with the serving of the very first three dishes for Iron Chef America with our blind taste test. We'll be right this after that.